quicker, and her eyes brightened even more. "You betcha," she said with a wink. Leopold already adored the woman's charisma, and his excitement grew that much more. Mrs. Andrews stood to the side, gesturing for Leopold to come in. "Come on in, Mr. Renner. What'll it be, tea or coffee?" "Coffee," Leopold said as he walked into the foyer. His mouth hung open from the last syllable, though. He couldn't find the strength or will to close it as he looked upon the headgear of his hero, the hero. Tempest's crimson headpiece with navy stitching around the eyes sat on a bust underneath a glass case.
"Where's the rest of it?" Leopold asked.
"That's a question I can't answer," Mrs. Andrews said with a sly smile. She disappeared through a door, which Leopold assumed led to the kitchen. He gazed around the room for a moment, looking at all the things in the cases. A piece of steel girder from Tempest's and Richter's first real battle, a duplicate of a sealed scroll of power from the Vespa War, a bronze serpent's head from a terrorist organization that had taken